Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Dan Betts, CEO of Hummingbird Resources. HUM is ticker there. Dan, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Thanks very much for having me on.
Now, you've just come back from Mali. You've released a production update, and of course, we'll dig into that. But it's not just about Mali. There's other things going on. So just give us a brief summary, Dan, for people. I know there's lots of people looking around at the moment for gold stocks because gold's taking a bit of a dip. I think it is a little dip, and it's worth buying the dip here. But people are looking around for gold stocks. So if people are looking around, just give them a summary of what you're all about, please, Dan, if you could.
Okay, Justin. Well, Hummingbird is a gold producer with a gold mine in Mali called Yamfalila, where I've just got back from. We also have a development project in Guinea called Karusa, mm-hmm. where we aim to be a multi-asset producer within sort of about 18 months, producing about 220 to 230,000 ounces of gold a year. And we also have a large, high-quality exploration project in Liberia that we're developing with a joint venture partner.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, take us through some of the key updates from the trip then, Dan, the production updates as well.
So, I mean, as you know, it's been an incredibly challenging year logistically to get to site and to move things around. So, I mean, it was just good to get to site, spend time with the guys. We've had a lot of management changes in Hummingbird with a new general manager, internally promoted guy called Edric Wolfingen, who's doing a fantastic job pulling the team together. And really, my enduring impression from the trip was just, I'm so proud of the guys. I mean, they've been under untold pressure this year. Some people pulling sort of 8-9 month rotations. COVID has obviously been very challenging. Military coup in Mali, worst rainy season on record. They've just, it keeps coming and the guys have kept going. So, you know, that's all positive. And I think Hummingbird and Yamfalila are set up for years of better and steady production from site. But, you know, unfortunately, one of my jobs is also to assess materiality. And I think it's clear post my trip that the likelihood of us missing the bottom end of our production guidance is high. And so that's something I've sort of had to highlight in this announcement today. And the reasons for that are all perfectly logical and explainable. But, you know, it's still something that needs to be explained.
Yeah. Well, I think you're not the only ones. I mean, let's be honest, you're flying compared to most businesses. Most businesses have had to write off 2020 completely. So let's look beyond that, because you didn't have to do that. But I mean, let's look beyond that. So how does this affect anything in terms of 2021 and growth beyond that?
Well, I mean, look, let's come back to the reasons why in a minute, Justin. But yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a game of two halves. I mean, I feel operationally, we've had challenges, but we're improving on every front. But strategically and corporately, Hummingbird's never been in better shape. We have paid down our debt. We're virtually completely debt-free. We, you know, only about $10 million of the outstanding debt to pay off at the end of the year. We have a high-quality, high-grade development project in Guinea that is coming along and taking shape nicely. And we have a JV partner in Liberia developing our large-scale Dubi project towards feasibility. So, you know, I think Yamfolila is well set up for several years of cash generation. And I think the exploration programs this year have been highly encouraging and will look to extend that mine life. So, you know, strategically, I think we're in great shape. I just, unfortunately, it has been a very challenging year and you have to deal with the reality.
Yeah. And let's be honest, it's very rarely you're going to get, like I said, a pandemic, a military coup, one of the worst rainy seasons all happening in one year, is it really?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's unprecedented. But if I can just talk you through that, Justin, I mean, back to Q2 and Q3, where we delivered less ounces than our mine plan, a lot of that was deliberate and strategic. We changed the mine plan to process softer ore that would have less wear and tear on the crushing circuit and the mill, because we needed to preserve the critical parts in the mill, because we had no idea how long borders would be closed for, and we had to preserve the supply chain. So I think that was a very responsible and sensible management decision. And ultimately, the plant's working well, recoveries are good, and we haven't stopped. But we anticipated getting back into the higher grade, fresh rock portions of the pit earlier, towards the end of Q3, beginning of Q4. And unfortunately, that plan was stymied by the enduring wet season that was the worst on record. So, you know, the bottoms of the pits were just difficult to access. And what the good news in this is, the pits are in good shape now. That ore is being mined. It's going through the plant. And ore which wasn't mined is still in the pit. So these are just deferred ounces. And unfortunately, there'll be a bit of slippage and that will slip into 2021. There just isn't enough time left in the year, in all probability, to make it up. I mean, it's still technically possible, but I think unlikely.
Yeah. But if you look forward there, let's be honest, will there be another military coup? Is the weather going to be as bad? Is the pandemic going to be here? You can cross off a couple of those at least, can't you?
Well, I mean, I think everyone listening to this podcast, you included, has given up second guessing what's fiction and what's reality anymore. I mean, it just seems 2020 has been a year where it just keeps coming. And I would like to think that we've overcome untold challenges. It's brought the team close together and there's a great future. And I think things are looking good. But day to day, you just got to keep going.
Mm. Yeah. And you said then, that there's, the two current operating pits extended depth with high grade. Can you explain a bit more about that and the future potential of that, please, Dan?
Well, yes, sure. So, I mean, what you're referring to is the diagrams in the release today, Justin, that highlight where we are in the pit and where the original mine plan for 2020 would have been at this stage had we been able to mine according to that plan. And what it shows is the grade that would have made up these ounces is still there to be mined and is in fact being mined now. So, you know, what it should do is allay any fears that the ore body is not performing as per the grade. The grade is there, the ore body is still there. It's just been a huge logistical challenge, really, I think is the best way to explain it.
Yeah. Okay. And what about Caruso and any updates there?
Well, I think Caruso is very exciting for us. I mean, it's a project that we have spent this year doing pre-development studies on to finalize the feed and the capex numbers. And we are looking to have the mining license any day now from the Guinea government and finalize that feed around the new year, and then hopefully we'll be looking to make a construction decision to start development of the project in the new year. And you know, we believe that is a high grade project with circa 100,000 ounces a year with outstanding exploration potential, which was what drew us to the project. So I think there's a tremendously exciting opportunity and value there for us.
Yeah. I'd say okay, well let's look forward, as always, Dan. Three reasons at the end there, then. Because let's be honest. I think most of the population is looking forward to 2021 and putting 2020 behind us. So, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add Hummingbird Resources to their watch list, please.
Okay. Well, I think we've deleveraged extremely fast. We haven't missed a beat on that. So, as of Q2 next year will be debt free, and Yanfolila should be generating strong cash flows at say 1800 gold and $1,000 ASIC. The mine should be producing in the region of sort of $80 to $90 million of EBITDA a year. Actually, more than that. I can't do the maths off on the top of my head, but very strong potential to generate cash. That's one reason. Mm-hmm. A second reason is the internal growth profile we've got with extending the mine life at Yanfolila and the new project at Karusa and the optionality in Dubi. I think it's difficult to find a junior with the organic growth profile Hummingbird has. And I think, if those two things bear out to be true, our share price is very low. That's another good reason to invest. If you look at it on a multiple of cash flow or NPV or anything, really, I think Hummingbird is good value. And my fourth reason, to give you a bonus reason, is I'm not surprisingly, I'm a big bull on the gold price. I think all this money that's been printed can only play into the hands of hard assets like gold, and I think it's going up, and if it does, that's good for producers like us.
Yeah, well, you're not alone in thinking that, Dan. I think, you know, people are saying $3,000 for gold. I've seen some people saying, and you can justify it sort of to a certain extent, but yeah, I think this is a dip, and so having gold, of course, and I said there's a lot of interest around gold at the moment. I'm seeing it all over social media from private investors. It's a hot space, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Pierre Lassonde, who was one of the gurus of the industry, knows a lot more about this than me or most people, says it's going to $20,000. So Let's hope he's right.
Yep. Always room for a gold stock in your portfolio. Dan, thanks very much for that. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for your time, Justin. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.